Welcome to Coral Ridge Baptist Church on this
balmy
Christmas Eve. Everybody up north are begging for temperatures that we have, and we're all freezing. I am glad you've come tonight. Tonight's a little different than we've done in Christmas Eve past. We've had a hurricane. We've had families that have weddings. We've had families that have been living up near Tampa. Some of these families are the ones that are normally sing for you and do a wonderful job doing that. But tonight we are just going to sing a few Christmas carols as we work our way through the Christmas story and watch a few videos along the way. There's not going to be any moving back and forth between the stage. We're just going to keep our attention towards the front and just work our way through the Christmas story. And then I'm going to share a little bit towards the end, and then we'll close by singing Silent Night. And everything will be a cappella. Jennifer's going to try to give us a good note or two to start with. So we'll see how it goes. And I just pray that we'll have a great evening celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for just a time that we could come together and we could celebrate the birth of your Son. And Lord, we know that his birth would lead to the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection, which allowed us to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and receive the gift of salvation. And we thank you for that tonight. And Lord, we just pray you'd bless our time together. We pray that it would be a meaningful time, and as we reflect on what it was for Jesus to come to this earth as a baby boy. It's in Jesus' name, amen.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign, bow to babe on bended knee, the Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign
Well, as we begin our story through the, as we begin the Christmas story, we start in the Old Testament with the prophet Isaiah in chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, we read, Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, in the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I do not know a man. And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now in the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
With a babe inside, and I wonder.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, was not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will save the world from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife. Child is And it came to pass in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at the things which they were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them. Well, it might come to surprise some of you this evening that sometimes I'm inspired by music I listen to. So I listen to Christian music often as I'm writing sermons or in my office studying. And it was this Christmas time that a song from Matthew West came across the radio station I was streaming. And it was a song called "The Hope of Christmas." I don't know if you're familiar with Matthew West or not. In fact, if you ever get a chance to go to a concert, I encourage you to do so because the lyrics of his songs are usually very meaningful. As I thought about the words of this song, "The Hope of Christmas," I immediately began to think, what if we remove Jesus Christ from Christmas? And if we remove Christ from Christmas, if we choose to say happy holidays, if we choose to make it all about gifts, all about getting together as family, the reality is, if that's all Christmas is, there's no hope. Right? Eventually, you forget about the presents. Eventually, relatives go home. Eventually, you have to step on the scales. And that leaves us with the reality of what's going on in our world. A world in where we experience inflation, a world in where no one seems to get along, in a world in which people want to deny the existence of God, and people are not happy with you if you have a different worldview than they do. And I don't know about you, but as a pastor, and I hope as a Christian, as long as God tarries and does not return, I hope you're praying for a revival. But sometimes it feels so distant, it feels so far away, feels like it couldn't happen. But guess what, folks? This is how the nation of Israel felt before Jesus was born. In the Bible, theologians often refer to the period between the Old Testament and the New Testament as 400 years of silence. But during that time that they continued to practice, they continued to make sacrifices, the priests continued to work within the temple. But God was silent. No prophecy, no vision, no dreams, nothing for 400 years. Meanwhile, the Roman government had oppressed the nation of Israel. And that all would change as the priest Zacharias was offering sacrifices in the temple one day, and an angel would come to him and tell him that Elizabeth would be with child, that John the Baptist would be born. And we even read about this tonight. Elizabeth was in her sixth month when the angel appeared to Mary. All of a sudden, God was being heard from once again. All of a sudden, it sparked hope. And what more hope can you have than what we've read about in the Christmas story this evening? Now, as we've read tonight, a few months later, an angel would appear to Mary, then to Joseph, then to the shepherds. And this gave Israel a renewed hope, a hope that this child would be the Messiah. Could he be the one that they were truly waiting for? Now we fast forward 2,000 years. We have been blessed to have God's word handed down to us and translated into a language that we can understand. We understand that God, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the one who would come to save us from our sins. Folks, I hope you realize it tonight, but Jesus Christ is the reason you and I have hope. It is because of our faith in him to save us from our sin that we can rest assured, we have been assured that we have a new citizenship. Right? Philippians 3, 20 and 21, we read, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eager wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Folks, he's coming back again. "Who will transform our lowly bodies that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself." Hope. That's the hope we have in Jesus Christ. That's the hope that started in a manger 2,000 years ago. Not only that, we're promised an inheritance. First Peter, we read, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for the salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." So we have the hope of a citizenship in heaven. We have hope of a glorified body. We have hope of an inheritance. We have the hope of seeing those who have believed in Jesus Christ and passed on. We have the hope of seeing them again. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 through 18. Folks, this is the day right now that the church is longing for. This is what we're looking forward to. And this is the day we read about here, as it says, "For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will be raised first. Then we who are alive will remain, so be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." Why, how assuring is that truth? And Paul writes this to console those who have lost loved ones, those who have been in faith, those who have been persecuted, those who have died. He says, listen, you're going to be reunited with them. This hope all comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It all comes because he was willing. He was willing to leave all of heaven's glory, a glory that you and I cannot comprehend, a glory that we cannot even fathom. As the angels were surrounded, as he was surrounded by angels who would glorify and praise him, he would leave all of heaven's glory to come to that lonely manger, which would lead to the cross, which is lit up behind me this evening. In 1 Peter 2:24, we read, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Folks, Jesus Christ is the reason that we have hope tonight. And I know there's some of our members here at Coral Ridge Baptist Church that had a difficult year. They're probably waiting for next Sunday, waiting for 2023 to get here, hoping it's going to be a better year. The reality is, some of you may be visiting here tonight and feel the same way. But folks, my prayer is as you celebrate Christmas, as we finish celebrating this evening, as you celebrate tomorrow, that you have a renewed hope, and that renewed hope is in Jesus Christ. It's not in what doctors can do, it's not in what the government can do, but it's what our Lord and Savior can do, and he's coming back. He's going to come back, and we are going to be reunited with him forever. And I pray that as we celebrate Christmas, it will be just a reminder. And I pray for you who are present here tonight, the very things and the very words that Paul wrote in Romans 15, verse 13. As he said, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you that you were willing to send your only Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to be helpless, to be defenseless. You were willing to send him to the cross. You're willing to pour out the wrath that each one here deserves on your one and only Son so that we could have the gift of salvation. We thank you for that this evening. And Lord, I pray for anyone here tonight, if they're hearing these words and they've never trusted in you, that Lord, that your Spirit would just work in their heart even at this moment, that they would choose to trust in Christ tonight so that they could have the hope that we've talked about tonight, the hope that is reflected in the Christmas season and the birth of your Son. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now you can be blessed to hear Matthew West sing the song.
Take me back to 8 years old, the little church on a dead-end road, with a candle flicker in one hand and Dad's hand in the other. Take me back to silent night. My heart was full and the world was right. 'Cause right now the world looks nothing like those innocent Decembers. These days peace on earth is hard to find, and I need you to remind me one more time. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. And you're still the hope of my heart. Watch the snowflakes falling down like a blanket on this town. For a moment we can hardly see the pain this year has brought us. May the sick find healing's touch. May hatred's fight be won with love. And may every heart make room for you, the one who came to save us. 'Cause you're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas, and you're still the hope of my heart. Bowed my head to pray tonight. Felt my little girl by my side. She slipped her tiny hand in mine, and we both talked to you. And it took me back to 8 years old. My daddy's hand and a story told about heaven's love in the manger low, and a promise that's still true. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas, and you're still the hope of my heart. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the hope of my heart.
If you would, let's stand as we close by singing Holy Night or Silent Night.